Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Ashley Vaughan, final year student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree in International Relations and enrolled in West Indian History too. On this day, June 23rd, 1877, Barbados made a significant leap in its transport infrastructure when the governor turned the soil that would start construction of the island's only railway. This first phase of the project was to build a line from Bridgetown to Carrington St. Philip, some 9 miles away. Passing through the St. George Valley, it allowed sugar factories in the belt such as Buckley and Carrington to transport sugar and molasses directly to Bridgetown for export. Then in the 1880s, in an effort to link up with other plantations in the difficult Scotland district, a line from Carrington to Belplaine was erected, going uphill at Blaze Hill and through the steep Consett cutting area. A line was also made directly to the Crane Hotel, giving visitors easy transportation to the city. But all was not well with the service. Several derailments occurred, and the need to constantly repair the corroded tracks, especially on the East Coast, made the service a very expensive one. With the collapse of several private companies, government assumed the running of the entity in 1916. By then, however, with the emergence of a dedicated omnibus service in the 1920s, the passenger service was terminated in 1934, bringing an end to the popular train excursions to Bathsheba. In 1937, amidst much controversy and debate, the entire service was brought to a halt and most of the lines removed. All that is left now are corroding pieces of iron at Bath St. John and other places, and a turntable at Belplaine.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.